Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, on this still a little bit crusty morning after a big snowstorm yesterday. The roads are still a little bit crusty out there, so just drive slow and you'll be okay, or wait a little while for the sun to melt the stuff off. On today's show... I am going to feature improvised tunes by Paul Modian and friends. As I've been sort of organizing for volume two of Paul Modian's songbook, I came across quite a few compositions that Paul got credit for or partial credit for, but there are no lead sheets. The reason that there are no lead sheets is because they are improvised tunes. And they're almost all with piano, bass, and drum trios, which is interesting. Not all, but mostly. And I did kind of know a little bit that when Paul and his bandmates made some of these albums, they wanted to make sure that everybody would get as much income out of the album as they could. So when they improvised tunes, they shared the composer credits, or, you know, people would take one's different songs and stuff. But I got a nice note from a listener in Germany, Andreas Schmidt, who knows a lot about jazz and Paul Modian's music. So according to him, these compositions without charts are sometimes free improvisations, and sometimes they're standards where no theme is played as the improvisation starts immediately, he said. And what we just heard was Body Beautiful, and that's from the Live Montreal Tapes album from Charlie Hayden. And this one was recorded in 1989 and put out on Verve Records in 1994. Charlie Hayden on bass, Paul Blay on piano, and Paul Modian on drums. And there's a whole series of these tapes, and they're really great. And Charlie plays in different years. He plays with different groups at the jazz festival. And that tune, Body Beautiful, Paul gets the full composer credit, and it is actually the jazz standard Body and Soul. But I guess because they just start improvising right away and don't play the theme, they can retitle it and get some composer credit. So that's kind of what the show is about. I've got a bunch of different stuff. I think it might be a two-part show. There's a lot of music, so I don't know. I kind of feel like getting to know all this songs and stuff somehow helps me put the composition book together. I like to kind of get a feeling for the music, if you know what I mean. So next up, I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, which is coming right up. I think it's next week. And they are doing a series on immigration this year, and it's extremely appropriate with everything that's going on in Trump's fascist states of America right now. So it should be a lot of interesting talks, and hopefully people who are coming here to speak won't have trouble getting in because the Supreme Court has kept the temporary ban on Trump's order to keep out immigrants who have already have green cards and visas that they worked for years to get, and they were extremely vetted. I don't know, it's kind of embarrassing being a United States citizen right now, I'd say. But to the world listening out there, these people really are a minority in this country, and I think that it's shocking that anyone would want to go along with any of Trump's ideas, but they really are the minority, so we're going to keep resisting. Next up, we have Flux and Change, which is a duo album, a 1995 soul note release with Paul Modi and Enrico Piranunzi. And this is a drum solo, so it's just Paul playing. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was a nice little back and forth between Flux and Change, the duo album from Soul Note Records, 1995, with Paul Modian and Enrico Pirannunzi, and the 2012 release Sunrise from ECM that was recorded in 2009 with Masabumi Pu Kikuchi on piano, Thomas Morgan on double bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And for that entire album, the musicians share the composer credits on every single song. And so what we just heard, Short Stuff, and then the second tune we heard was Up Tempo. And I know Paul helped order the songs for that album too, just to get it in a good sounding order. And definitely Pooh is the master of improvising, and he and Paul really had a thing together improvising. It's really great. So sad they're both gone. But we started off the set with Drum Log 3 from Flux and Change, and it's a really interesting album. It's a lot of really short little songs, but they're put together as Suite 1 and Suite 2, so they kind of roll into each other, and I didn't stop it quite in time. We also heard St. Thomas, which is a Sonny Rollins tune, and Enrico Pirannunzi on the piano for that. And then in between the two Sunrise tunes, we heard Double Act 3, credited to both Modian and Pirannunzi. And I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, low power, Rockland, Maine, WRFR.org online, where you can stream. And next up, I have a tune called ME, which is from the 2000 ECM release, Amaryllis. And this is Marilyn Crispell on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And ME is Manfred Eicher, and Paul Modian gets credit for this improvised tune.
Thank you.
That was Voices, a tune from Marilyn Crispell's 2000 album Amaryllis from ECM Records. Marilyn Crispell on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And that tune is credited to Paul Modian. Both tunes on Amaryllis were improvised. And in between, we heard the song Intérieur Nuit, from the 2001 BMG album Intérieur Nuit. It's a French release with Stéphane Oliva on piano, Bruno Chevillon on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. That tune is credited to all three musicians. Paul did two albums with them. 1999, he did Phantasm. And next week, there's one cut on there that's improvised. Otherwise, it's all Paul Modian compositions, two really good albums. Paul was kind of upset with this second album, I think, with the order of the songs, maybe. It's a little hard to tell from his notes, but I'm not sure exactly what happened. But it's still, I think it's a really good album. So I'm going to read a little bit of liner notes from Masabumi Kikuchi's album Sunrise, and because it's about improvising and Paul Modian. and this is sort of in the middle of it. When did we first meet? He's talking about he and Paul. It wasn't too long before we formed the trio Tethered Moon, and that's with Gary Peacock. I had been commissioned to produce a film score and had assembled quite an interesting lineup of musicians in the studio. Gil Evans as arranger, Winini Booth on bass, Erto, on percussion, and Paul Modian on drums. By the time I was brought into the project, it had already been decided that Sting, who wasn't there with us, would sing the theme song. But for some reason, Gil took a dislike to the film director and proceeded to alienate him with a string of insults. The result was that all the musicians, including myself, and Sting, too, were fired on the spot. Fortunately, we still got paid, which was nice. Anyway, that was when I first met Paul and got to know him a bit. Eventually, I got to know him a lot. But going back further, one day Gary Peacock called me for a duo gig at a Soho jazz bar, just for a couple of nights. We got there and began playing the tunes he wanted to play, but by that time I had reached a point where it was no longer possible for me to play standards the way most people play them. I asked Gary if we could play tunes I wanted to play the way I wanted to play them, and Gary said okay. So I began playing the way I hear it, and soon something special began to happen. We got freed up time-wise, and things became very interesting. Gary liked what was happening, too, so that was when Gary and I began playing in this particular way, which is, whatever we play the way we want to hear it. What could be more interesting for a musician than that? And I'll continue reading from that in the second half of the show, but I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with one more cut from Intérieure Nuit. And this is Étude de Nu, which means nude study in English. And it's credited to Paul Modian. I don't know if it's related to his song Étude. It might be. Let me know if you think it is. I'm not going to do that.